Contrasting gender equality in the U.S. and Japan. The Global Gender Gap Report, published by the World Economic Forum since 2006, measures gender equality in countries worldwide. In the 2025 report, which ranked 148 countries, Scandinavian countries topped the list, while overall the U.S. and Japan ranked much lower, 42nd and 118th respectively, and especially in political empowerment and economic participation. Furthermore, the contrasting ranks of the two countries indicate that their situations are very different. In terms of political empowerment, the U.S. ranked 55th, while Japan was far behind at 125th. According to the Center for American Women and Politics, in 2021, women made up about 30% of the U.S. Congress and only 9.9% of the Japanese Diet. While the U.S. election system can pose barriers for women, in Japan, a 2021 report by the Gender Equality Bureau found that 48% of women also find difficulty balancing work with caring for their household. 41% report a lack of privacy, and 35% experience sexual harassment. The Global Gender Gap Report also reveals differences in economic participation, with the U.S. ranked 23rd and Japan 112th. Women in both countries experience difficulty having both a career and family, facing barriers to promotion, often referred to as the glass ceiling. However, regarding the proportion of female legislators, senior officials, and managers, the U.S. ranked 32nd, with Japan far behind at 127th. OECD data from a 2024 report show Japanese men work the longest hours, while women in Japan do significantly more housework than men, in fact, 5 times as much. In contrast, a 2018 study by Rinnai, a Japanese home appliance company, found that among 5 advanced countries surveyed, Japan, the U.S., Denmark, Germany, and South Korea, men in the U.S. spent the most time on housework. In conclusion, the U.S. and Japan are both democratic and economically advanced countries, yet in terms of gender equality, there is much room for improvement. Recently, efforts such as MPO support and workplace reforms are helping, and with continued progress, both countries can move closer to closing the gender gap.